Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. The General Services Administration's Public Building Service acquires space on behalf of the federal government through new construction and leasing, and acts as a caretaker for federal properties across the country. It maintains a portfolio of over 9,000 owned or leased assets, with an inventory of more than 370 million square feet of workspace for 1.1 million federal employees, and preserves more than 481 historic properties. The administration's recently proposed budget calls for more investment in the nation's public buildings. According to the administration, these investments will enable GSA to properly maintain and improve the real estate assets owned and paid for by the American people. What is GSA's Public Building Service doing to enhance the management of its real estate portfolio? What kinds of investments are being made to repair and maintain the nation's public buildings? And how is PBS better utilizing government-owned space, making federal real estate smaller and more efficient? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Dorothy Robine, Commissioner of the Public Building Service at the U.S. General Services Administration. Welcome, Dorothy. It's great to have you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Ken Beecher. Ken, welcome.
It's great being back. Thanks.
So, Dorothy, let's start off by learning a little bit more about your organization. Could you tell us a little bit more about the GSA's Public Building Service?
Sure. The Public Building Service is the real estate arm of the federal government. People refer to us as the landlord to the civilian agencies. I don't usually use the L word, though. We have a total of 375 million square feet of space. And it's roughly half federally owned space and half leased space, actually. It's a little bit more leased than owned, a total of about 9,600 buildings, and they're distributed throughout the country and territories of the United States.
So it's such a critical mission. How are you operationally organized?
We are very much of a regional organization. There are 11 regions, and they correspond pretty much to the divisions of the courts or other federal agencies. The largest is the National Capital Region. About a quarter of all of our space is in the National Capital Region, not surprisingly. That's where a lot of federal buildings are. And then 10 other regions, and the regions report up through the central office, my office. And then I report to Dan Tangerlini, the head of GSA.
So can I get a sense of the portfolio and how you organize? Do you have offices underneath your purview?
Yes, I have four major offices, portfolio management. They do all of the asset planning, and that includes client relationships, relationships with our customer agencies. The second one is design and construction of buildings. Another is leasing. And then finally, building operation and maintenance. And all of the energy and sustainability activities are part of building operation and maintenance. Those are the big areas.
And you're funded differently than most federal agencies, correct?
Yes. Since the early 1970s, PBS, the Public Building Service, has been funded with a quasi-revolving loan fund. Agencies pay us rent, whether they're in leased space or federally owned space. They pay us rent for the space that they occupy, and those rental rates are market-based. We base them on comparable commercial space. That money goes into something called the Federal Building Fund, and out of that fund, we pay to operate and maintain our buildings and then to pay the commercial lessors from whom we lease. The reason it's a quasi-revolving fund as opposed to a revolving fund is that Congress must appropriate the money that we use. Sometimes we get more than goes into the Federal Building Fund. And the last couple of years, and I'll say more about this as we go on, we've gotten significantly less than what has gone into the Federal Building Fund.
Great. Yeah, I'd like to focus more on your specific responsibilities as PBS commissioner. What are your duties and areas under your purview, but maybe more interestingly, what's a day in the life of a PBS commissioner, and how does your effort support GSA's overall mission?
So I oversee the Public Building Service, which is one of the two main business lines of GSA, and my immediate staff is the staff, the offices I described in central office. I would say I have three large groups of people that I am dealing with, managing in some sense. One is PBS employees, and there are about close to 7,000 PBS employees all around the country. A second group is our customer agencies, so the IRS and the Social Security Administration and the courts and the other agencies for whom we provide space. And then a third group is the congressional authorizers and appropriators. And so dealing with those three organizations. Now, also OMB and the White House, but we work so closely with them that I almost feel like we're a part of them. But my job consists of trying to do strategic things with opportunities and constraints that are created by those three groups of people.
So, Dorothy, with regarding your duties and responsibilities, what are your top three, say, challenges you've faced, and how have you sought to address those challenges?
Well, let me talk about challenges at two different levels, because I think the two overarching challenges are the budget and the organizational structure of PBS. The budget is a huge challenge because the last 3 years, we have not gotten access to all of the money coming into the federal building fund. In fact, we have not gotten access to about $1 billion to $1.5 billion each year. So that's a significant amount. The amount of money going into the federal building fund is money that I feel I should be reinvesting in buildings. I charge commercial rates to our federal customers for those buildings, and I feel that I owe it to them and to taxpayers to be putting that money back into our buildings. The last couple of years, $1 billion to $1.5 billion a year has been diverted from the federal building fund into other activities. So Dan Tangerlini's and my biggest challenge is to try to get PBS back on a solid budget footing, meaning getting access to all of the funds coming into the Federal Building Fund to support our activities. We have a huge backlog of unmet repair and maintenance needs, including fire life safety issues, because we have not gotten access to that funding. So getting us back on a solid budget footing is absolutely critical to the future of PBS. I don't see how the organization can continue to function effectively if we don't get back on a solid budget footing. The second overarching issue is the organizational structure. And Dan has reorganized GSA in some key ways. He has centralized the financial, the data, and the personnel functions, consolidated them. I'm focused on the best structure for PBS. What PBS does is inherently very local in nature. We build, maintain, operate buildings. Buildings are very, very local. So the work that we do is inherently very, very local. But not everything that we do needs to be done in 11 places, and that is the way that that we're currently organized. But I think now we're dealing with perhaps an excess of regional autonomy. I think that may have contributed to the problems of a year ago that brought Dan and me into the organization. So we're trying to sort out what activities can we do on a somewhat more consolidated basis, not necessarily nationally, but on a zonal basis. We already do a few things. We do property disposal on a zonal basis, meaning in 4 to 5 zones around the country as opposed to one organization in each region. So budget and building the organization, structuring it for success are the overarching challenges. I have a couple of programmatic priorities also, which are challenges, which I can also talk about.
Well, those are two pretty big challenges you have on your plate, Dorothy. Being the largest public real estate organization, I'm not going to use the L word, and And with those, you know, somewhat fraught with unanticipated and unexpected surprises, maybe you can discuss some of the good surprises, and if you'd like to go down the path of bad surprises, that would be interesting as well.
I would say that surprised me more than anything, and perhaps it shouldn't, because much of the basic work that we do, building, operating, maintaining buildings, is commercial in nature. So the organization has evolved into one that has a lot of the characteristics of a commercial organization. And that was part of what reinventing government was about, and I think they succeeded at that. We also have some non-commercial functions, which I think explain why we're still a key part of the federal government. But that's been a surprise. I would say the big challenges and the not-so-pleasant surprises have been, number one, the age of the portfolio. It's a very aging portfolio, and this was true at DOD as well. On average, our buildings are 47 years old, and that is nearing the life expectancy for a commercial building. Second, the budget situation. I did not appreciate how dire the budget situation was that PBS was in. Third, because of the combination of aging buildings and lack of adequate access to capital, PBS has become more and more reliant on leasing as a solution, leased space as opposed to federally owned space. There is certainly a role for that, and that was true at DOD as well. But on balance, leasing is a more expensive real estate solution for the federal government than ownership. And so we prefer to have more ownership and less leasing.
Right. So how was your previous role with the U.S. Department of Defense, and how did that prepare you for your current leadership role?
Well, I think the two jobs are very different, but certainly it was helpful to have been at DOD. The DOD job, I was in the Office of the Secretary of Defense, and so that job was more of a policy job, a policy oversight job. The PBS job is a management job. It's a big-time management job with 11 regions and 7,000 employees, and it's much, much more hands-on. I think one way in which DOD prepared me is that, and I saw this as well when I worked in the Clinton White House on military base reuse issues. Real estate is very political. When I was at DOD, I attended meetings of people who were senior to me. I was there because I had a portfolio that was highly politically charged. When you talk about expanding or closing a facility or a building, members of Congress, members of the community take note. And that is true at GSA as well. And I like that. I like that about it. I like the interaction. I like that is part of doing good public policy is being attentive to those concerns. It's not everything, but it's a part of it.
So, Dorothy, given your experience, what are the characteristics of an effective leader? And what lessons have you learned and brought to shape the culture of GSA's PBS from your previous experience?
Well, I would say that setting priorities, having a vision, is part of that. At DOD, I made energy my vision, improving energy efficiency of and energy security of military installations. At GSA, I'm focusing on a different set of priorities, which I'll talk about. But I think identifying a couple of things, and in both cases, it took me a while to figure out what my focus was going to be. I didn't go in automatically knowing that. I had to listen to the organization and observe it before I could identify my priorities. And then I think empowering people to help implement those priorities. And I would say there are a lot of very, very talented people in the federal government, and there are some extraordinarily talented people. And being able to identify those really extraordinarily talented people and giving them the running room is a big part of what I tried to do at DOD and what I'm trying to do at PBS, so I think I have a good eye for talent. And I think I'm pretty good at trying to draw out a vision from the organization. I like to think it's bottom-up as much as top-down, and then communicating that. I spend a lot of time trying to communicate that vision and then identifying the right people to help carry that out.
What is GSA's Public Building Service doing to enhance the management of its real estate portfolio? We will ask Dorothy Robine, Commissioner of the Public Building Service at the U.S. General Services Administration, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.